You got it brought to you by
Tommy Tomateo. Oh, Tommy Teo.
Can you remember that?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
This episode of the Cool Parents Podcast is brought to you by
Tommy Tomateo. Tommy Teo. Oh, you just hit yourself in the face with that fucking water bottle. I saw that. Anyway, tummy, 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 tum, tum. Tomato.
Spell it. How do you spell it?
T-U-M-M-A-Y-D-O-W. Tomato. Red.
Do you know it's fruit?
Huh?
Do you know it's a fruit?
Yeah.
Do you want me to tell you about how it's a fruit?
Ooh, we tummy, 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 tomato. Yeah. No, you don't have to tell me.
I'm not gonna. Welcome to the Cool Parents Podcast. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Tron. How you like that?
I think you've been that before. You're like a Transformer.
Yeah. Not this time.
No.
No, I'm in Tron.
Oh, okay. You riding a light cycle?
Yeah. Can you put futuristic reverb onto that?
If, I don't know what that means, but sure.
Futuristic reverb.
I'll make the perfect effect to be a futuristic reverb.
Okay.
We got a big fucking show. It's going to be really good. Okay.
Hang on.
No.
Don't do it. Don't say it.
Oh my God. I know what it is already.
Don't say it.
I know.
Everyone knows. Hey. It's a big show.
Yeah. It's a big, bad show. Big, bad show tonight. Yeah. Yep. It's going to be a lot like that.
Yeah. That
Netflix sitcom, family-friendly sitcom of the same name.
The Big Show show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just an entertainer through and through.
I love that guy.
He's a good entertainer.
He's a Captain Insano.
I don't know anything about him.
He's Captain Insano on The Waterboy.
Okay.
Mama said.
Crocodiles. That's all I remember from that movie.
It's crocodiles. A great movie. Well, Mama Don't Know won't hurt her. I got a tattoo.
Oh, and Roy. Of course, you can do it.
Of course, yeah.
Of course.
Well, you get a tattoo of Roy Orbison on his butt, on his behind.
Why?
Huh? Because Well, Mama Don't Know don't hurt her.
Is that a Roy Orbison song?
No. It's a tattoo.
Okay, that really makes you think.
Yeah. Gene.
Okay.
From Barry, Gene.
Right. Well, I've got big news for you.
Yeah.
This is going to be a big, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
So last night we had some people over, including our friend Jason.
Mm-hmm.
And I was showing Jason some stuff about Ghost Adventures because we're working on the third episode of Poltergeist. And he's got some nice video equipment for the interviews. I was showing him these lighting things, whatever. The conversation went like, I told him that I think that how they shoot these interview scenes is like with a single floodlight. They pretty much look like that.
Yeah.
On every episode of Travel Channel's Ghost Adventures with Zach Bagans. Best show that there ever was. New season just started too. Ghost Lake.
Yeah.
Ghost Lake. He goes, oh no, they just use the lighting that's built into the cameras. That's what my friend told me. And I was like, your friend told you that? And he's like, yeah, I didn't tell you. You know, my friend who cuts movie trailers, like he's a movie trailer editor or whatever, worked on Ghost Adventures.
Really?
For, like, did multiple episodes as a cameraman.
Why wouldn't he tell you that until last night?
I was like, you're just telling me this now. You know how fucking obsessed we are with this show. And he was like, I thought I told you already. And I was like, no, this would have been big, big news.
Yeah.
I said, get him on the horn. We need to set up an interview. And he's like, oh, I'm sure he would love to do that. I've just got to make sure that it's the right ghost show, which it was, because he was like, it might have been Ghost Hunters. And I was like, that makes the world of difference.
Yeah.
But anyway, long story short, friend of a friend is going to be interviewed by us. And he worked on Ghost Adventures and he worked on Nick Groff's other show. He worked on both. He's seen both sides.
Oh, is he willing to?
He'll go on record.
Really?
Oh yeah.
He won't get in trouble?
No. I don't think they make him sign NDAs to be a cameraman.
But he knows stuff?
I don't know specifically, but I've got a lot of questions.
I want to know.
But he said he'd do the show.
Sweet.
It probably won't be for a couple of months or something, but something to look forward to. I'm fucking stoked for that. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I always have so many questions. I want to know more about these ghost boys and what they do, how they act behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Off camera.
I have a feeling I know.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Zach Bagans makes Aaron watch as he fucks his wife, or do you think he just tells him about it later?
Aaron cucked or he gets cucked?
I think Zach's Aaron's cuck daddy, and I want to know. I want answers.
We want answers. Wow.
No, I just made that up.
That's conjecture at best. No, we love those boys.
Yeah, I like them.
We love them.
Look, they don't have any big camera crew.
No, later seasons, that's why they changed the voiceover at the beginning.
Yeah.
The early episodes, he would say that at the beginning, with no big camera crews following us around.
Yeah.
And then in the newer seasons, it's the whole understand.
Yeah.
Which is, it's a glow up.
Yeah.
But
a lot more staged.
But amazing.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I get a lot of enjoyment out of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I believe.
In Ghost?
No. I believe in Zach. And I believe in Nick, too.
Do you believe in spirit? Soul?
I believe in Jumbie.
What do you think happens when we die? Where do you think we go? To Mama Coco's house?
We go to the Caribbean.
Okay.
Island. So, speaking of Las Vegas, which is Zach Bagans' hometown.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of alien talk recently.
Yeah.
So, first, we got a new whistleblower. He's going on.
Oh yeah.
He's going to blow his whistle.
He got me grushing.
What's his name again?
He got my pussy grushing.
Josh?
No.
What's his first name?
David.
David Grush?
David Grush.
Man.
I think that's his name. Grush.
I'll just call him Daddy Grush.
Yeah. Grush Daddy.
Grush Daddy.
He's the new Michael Minotti.
What?
Huh?
Who?
The like Stormy Daniels lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
He kind of reminds me of him. Michael Amanati?
Looks like an army guy, this fella.
He does, yeah.
He looks like he flies planes or something.
He's a bureaucrat, though.
Yeah, but he believes in the freedom of truth.
Yeah, he thinks the American people have a right to know.
Yeah, then he decided he's going to blow the lid off of this thing.
Yeah. That'd be funny if Ventura was going to do it, and he's just like, nope.
Yeah, I don't
know. They're not going to believe you.
What's he been saying? He's been saying that the government has UFOs or some kind of.
He said that we
non-terrestrial aircraft that they've recovered.
Yeah, he said that they have 12 or more recovered spaceships, crafts or whatever.
Yeah. He alluded to some corpses.
He did, yeah. He didn't say for sure. He also said he'd never seen it. He just is aware that there is a program.
Oh, he was made aware of it, right?
Yeah.
See, that could be a problem.
Yeah, I think he's seen the documents.
If he's seen the documents, I mean, yeah, I want more proof. That's all.
Well, I mean, the full interview is not out yet.
Yeah, so he's going to have a lot to say. I'm sure
it will be by the time this comes out. But yeah. As we're recording, it's not.
As far as we know, when this comes out in the future,
mm-hmm. Everything different.
Everything different.
Everything different.
we wake up on Wednesday and everybody knows it's old news.
Everybody now uses 100% of their brain, limitless, limitless universe.
Yeah, they've evolved.
That's right.
We all evolve.
We're all simply matter.
Because, you know, aliens gave us an extra
terrestrial
chromosome.
Yeah. You think they built us?
They did. They made our chromosomes.
Wow. You think we're bots?
Part of it.
In a way?
In a way. In a way, isn't everything a bot?
What do you think? They're interdimensional?
I don't know.
Beings?
I don't believe anything anymore.
Why?
Until I see it. I got to see it. Can't trust these fools. People do weird shit.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah. Motherfuckers like to make shit up. And motherfuckers like to believe shit too easily.
Yeah.
Those are problems.
Look, Grush seems like a good Republican, all right? I don't think he would lie.
If I found out that he had lied, I'd be absolutely Grushed.
Me too, yeah.
So anyway, we're in Las Vegas now, all right? We jumped to Las Vegas.
Yeah. Oh, I know this too. I saw this too. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Down LV.
Yes. This one I don't believe.
I don't. I mean, I'm sure there's an explanation for it, but...
The cop in the video is such a fucking dickhead. He's like, normally I'd just write this off, but my partner saw it, so...
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, so there was a...
Yeah, let him know. Tell him.
Somebody called the cops because they started seeing these green lights in the sky.
Yep.
And then saw two 10-foot creatures.
That's what they said.
That's all they said.
They're also like incredibly calm on the phone.
Yeah.
Incredibly calm for someone that's staring at something alien.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually haven't watched the video.
Of what?
Of the body cam footage.
The body cam footage?
They didn't
release it.
It's right here.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see it either because they said it was on.
I just read it.
I mean, I've seen like the Ring doorbell. The crash and like the noise on like the noise was picked up on some Ring doorbells and stuff.
Yeah. And there's video of it and I'm looking at it right now and it's weird looking. And this is from the police body cam. You can see the flash.
Oh yeah.
It's like a,
yeah, I saw
giant
too, yeah.
Green, like a really big giant green shooting star is what it looks like.
Yeah. Hey, give me one sec.
I don't know what the fuck it would be. It would be. The family reported to police that two large figures were in.
How many?
Two.
They also didn't say where the fuck they went.
Yeah, but you got to see the craft because that part is really weird looking. I don't know what it is.
The craft?
Maybe some kind of a like elaborate ass firework, but.
Can you send me a link?
Link?
Because I haven't seen that.
I'll send you the link. I'll send you the fucking link, dude.
I got a fucking 23-second ad here. You shitting me? Fucking shitting me?
Did you see it? I don't know. I'm so nervous right now.
You
I have butterflies,
it?
Bro. Everyone thought a shooting star. Then these people say there's aliens in their backyard.
You know, brother, we just...
Bro. You see the shooting stars?
There's Martians in their backyard.
What?
They're going to get fingered.
Holy shit.
Huh? Did you see it?
Yeah, me and him saw it.
You see it?
What'd you see?
It was like a big creature.
A big creature?
Yeah, like around 10 feet tall.
I'm not going to BS you guys. One of my partners said they saw something fall out of the sky too, so that's why I'm kind of curious. Did you see anything land in your backyard? Or?
They see like a big, that's what they say. They see like a big something with light.
Can we go that
side? Weird. Just the fact that our partner saw something at the same exact time.
I put it on my feet.
Police redacted the body cam footage when he checked out the backyard. That's weird. They're probably just doing that to fuck with us.
If those 9-foot beings come back, don't call us, all right? Deal with it yourself. That I ain't dealing with that.
They're cool. These are cool cops.
They're funny. They're so relatable. Look, cops are just like us.
They're just brother bros. They're just bros.
Yeah, fuck them.
You guys see anything fall out of the sky? Like, if you see any, like... Little, well, not little in this case. They're claiming 8 to 9 foot tall green beings that were in their backyard. Sounds crazy, but you never know.
Green beans?
Green bean.
So moving right along.
I'm looking at the craft. It looks like a moon, dude. This looks like a big fucking moon to me. You think it's moon?
It's, yeah, definitely moon. Yeah.
No, there it is. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck it is. I don't believe the part about the creatures.
No, I'm going to need to see that redacted footage.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't even say, like, if a fucking thing crashed and they're just, they're just out in the open, just hanging out. Like,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't believe him.
No. And he sounds, he's on the, I heard the phone call too, and he sounds so calm.
But looking at, like, he's a weird, like, little kid, I think. Not like little kid. But
he's
like
a nice kid.
He's fine.
I watched his YouTube. Seems like a nice guy. He said, look, I'm not bullshitting, dude.
This was real, dude.
This happened.
Yeah. So I was listening to a podcast called Main Accounts, and it's like a history of MySpace.
Okay.
Which is totally irrelevant other than the fact that it was good, and I recommend it. But there was an ad in an episode of that, and I'm hoping that it's still there. I'm going to play it because it's just one of the funniest ads to me.
Treated in June of 2023 to qualify.
It turned a simple getaway into an experience to remember.
What the fuck? It's not there and it's not there no more. What do I do? What do I do? It was for a company called Black Buffalo, and they make dip. And it's...
Which is YouTube it.
I think I did, and it wasn't on there before, but I'll try again. Tobacco alternative packed with real nicotine that dips like the real thing. They've got a YouTube channel, Black Buffalo Tobacco Alternative. Yep. Oh, there's a lot of good old boys talking about how much they love it. A lot of videos of the good old boys. Let me just...
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Born in the Midwest, raised in the South, charge ahead with Black Buffalo. Food-grade ingredients and pharmaceutical-grade nicotine. It's everything dippers love, nothing they don't. The taste, the texture, the rich, dark color, and yeah, the buzz. Black Buffalo makes long cut and pouches in flavors of wintergreen, mint, straight, peach, and blood
orange.
Not
for a long cut.
Head to blackbuffalo.com.
I'm a boss, 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 baby, I'm a boss.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. It's a tale as old as tobacco itself. Time-honored techniques and tipping their hats toward tradition. Black Buffalo is rapidly growing.
That's the way my daddy did it.
Had their own.
Hand in hand with baseball, which is America's pastime, our consumer goods right now. And you
got a call out of the clear blue from one of the tobacco companies that I was doing business with. And they asked me if I would be interested in working with a couple of guys on a new product that this company was putting together. And when they told me what it was, my first reaction was that, no, I'm not interested in this. This sounds like a lot of work. And it may be one of the craziest things I've ever thought of. But after I thought about it, it certainly was something that was a clean sheet, new thing.
MMA fighter Donald Cowboy Cerrone and NASCAR driver Ryan Blaney. Black Buffalo
got
is
Cowboy
the only alternative
on
of its
oh,
kind.
Oh, Cowboy Cerrone?
It's just getting started.
He loves the dip.
He is born in the Midwest, and Black Buffalo was raised in the South.
All of the product categories are loaded up with several hundreds, thousands of products and multiple different companies. The thing about Black Buffalo, they have landed on a genuine alternative that people are going to like.
It's an alternative, you see.
You see, most alternatives ain't gonna cut it. Ain't gonna. They ain't gonna cut it. They ain't got long cut. Only got the pouch.
Yep. Yep.
I'm pissed because this commercial was fucking hilarious.
So were those.
I mean, yeah, but there.
Look, I'll tell you something.
One in particular.
Oh, my daddy
have to find it.
Lost his bottom lip
to the dip. I lost my lip to the dip.
Yep, I lost his tongue for a while too, but those grow back. Cut his tongue out.
Yep. Well, I'll try to find it and play it next time because I can't find it right now. Let's see. What else we got? Did you know? That Sweden has officially declared
fish?
Fish?
Officially? Officially? What?
They have officially declared.
A fish?
That humping is a sport.
Okay.
And they're going to have a sex championship.
Cool.
And
dude, I gotta get a fucking ticket to Sweden then, dude. What?
Yeah. Nations will compete in 16 various disciplines, showcase skills and art of fuck.
Wow.
Yeah.
That'll be a learning experience for
all of us.
Who's
gonna be the coach from America?
Oh, ooh.
It's a big question.
Ooh. Who fucks? Father John Misty.
He doesn't fuck anymore.
Yeah, he does.
No.
Oh, he does.
No, he got like he just fell off. Because he did that thing. He did that weird thing where he like didn't play a show and instead he just preached to everybody like about his politics and stuff, which most of it is agreeable, but people paid a shitload of money to see him play music and he just goes out there and fucking talks for 5 minutes and then leaves. So
that guy fucks. Yeah, he was busy.
He was fucking then.
He couldn't play that show because he was busy.
He was fucking back then.
Fucking and sucking.
But since then, he don't get fucked no more. No.
He regret it?
Oh, yeah, he regret it.
All right, well.
So they're going to be exploring erotic zones, prelude, oral sex, penetration, endurance, physical appearance. That seems like a bad idea. Pose execution, creativity and position changes. Oh, so they're going to like spin each other around and shit and do gymnastics with the dick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to jump your dick like a jump rope. Wow. Like a speed, or I'm going to jack that dick like a speed bag.
Yeah. So when they have the matches that don't really mean anything, they're going to be sexhibitions.
Yeah. Yeah, the practice matches. Yep. So
that's good.
Number of orgasms within a given time, that's another one.
Who's the American coach going to be?
Oh yeah.
Who fucks? Father John Misty is just the
Channing
first.
Tatum?
No.
He fucks.
I know he fucks, but he's not coach. He's not coach quality. Come on. No hunks.
No hunks?
No hunks.
Why not?
No actors. Actors don't fuck. They pretend. Obama?
Who fucks?
Robert Plant. Famous American Robert Plant. Oh, no, David Lee Roth. David Lee Roth. That's it. That's 100%.
Okay, yeah.
It's David Lee Roth.
Yeah.
There's no one else.
That's the equivalent. That's definitely the equivalent.
Uh-huh.
God. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
America's not gonna win this time.
I think they might. They got a fighting chance.
Antonio Banderas.
Oh wow.
And
I said no actors, they pretend.
Antonio fucks. Antonio.
Yeah, but they got way sexier people than Antonio.
What about Selma Hayek?
Sure, yeah, yeah.
They both fuck. What about Canadians? Do they fuck?
Yeah, but in private. So they won't be in competition.
Right.
But if they were, they'd be world champions.
Of course. Yeah.
And it'd be beautiful.
So anyway, this other news story happens to also be fuck related or tangentially related to the fuck.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Usually I try to break them up so that we're not too dirty.
We're not dirty.
But all at once, like, you know, I try to mix it up just for, you know, something different. But these both have to do with peepees, and that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
This is from The Bite, futurism.com. The Bite. Scientists ponder when our ancestors first started cranking the hog.
Oh, yeah. First day.
It's not that some species woke up one day and started doing it. This is an ancient evolved trait. The ancient art of jacking off.
Yeah, when did it start?
Let's see.
Day one. You think a fish turned into a baby? Come on, I don't believe it.
So to blow the lid off this mystery, Brindle and her team drew from nearly 400 papers and records documenting the masturbation habits of creatures. What creatures? I missed that part. Monkey.
You telling me a fish turned into a monkey, turned into a little baby? Come on. Come on.
Yeah, apparently they say that it's a very common behavior across the animal kingdom. So we're not special just for jacking off. Everybody jacks off.
Even fucking lemurs?
Yeah, especially. Masturbating could help a weaker male finish the job more quickly with a partner before a dominant male could stop him. So he's trying to just get his nut faster, so he jerks it off for a little while before he penetrates, so that he can just deposit his seed as quickly as possible so nobody stops him.
Who? What?
Monkey.
Oh, monkey. Oh, okay. Yeah. I gotcha.
Monkey.
Monkeys only do facials. From what I understand. From my research.
Did you know?
That monkeys, when they...
Climax,
they only do the facials?
Perfectly natural behavior. Okay, so...
Sometimes they bust on their titties, too.
Yeah, sometimes.
The asshole. Balls.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You going to the blessing of the bike?
Yeah. They used to do that at St. Anthony's Church.
Really? What is it?
Blessing of the bikes?
They literally just bless people's motorcycles?
Yeah, just people with, like, Christians that drive motorcycles come to the church.
You think the good Lord
comes
down from his busy schedule to bless at least a Harley?
At least his Holy Spirit.
Oh, he can't be anywhere. Well, everywhere, I mean.
Right. And he doesn't have to be aware. He's like, you know.
Whatever. Yeah, you can, sure.
He's like Dr. Manhattan. There's like, yeah, it's like, he don't care.
Whatever you
want. He don't care.
I don't care.
He's a narcissist.
Yeah.
Dr. Manhattan, fucking.
Not even listening.
No.
They don't care at all about these motorcycles' feelings.
He's like, look, I want to eat the pussy, but I have to have these bolts float.
What?
Huh?
Who?
Dr. Manhattan.
Bolts?
Yeah, the bolts. He's fucking the lady, but he's also in the other room.
Oh,
playing with bolts, getting them, make them float.
Making bolts float.
Why?
Why you make a boat float? Bolt?
Come on.
Why you float a bolt?
Come on.
You ready for a main event?
Yeah.
It's going to knock your freaking socks off.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
What is it?
It is a returning favorite of mine. We haven't done in quite a while, and I'm really stoked about it. It's a little transition music.
Yeah, what is it?
Your book.
Oh, okay.
Your books. It doesn't have a name, I don't think, as a segment.
Yeah.
But I recently discovered, so we used to just take pictures of our old yearbooks and review the senior quotes and the senior bios that they put.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun. And then we ran out of yearbooks. And so we just kind of stopped doing it for a long time. Until the other day, I stumbled upon the Dover Public Library Internet Archive that has every Dover high school, which was my high school and your high school.
Yeah.
Every single one back to like 1940 or some shit.
Jeez.
Or it might even be earlier than that, but...
You got some real old ones?
I didn't go that far back, because I wanted to really get, like... I was most interested in looking at, like, the surrounding years of Y2K.
Yeah.
You know, like, that generation. So that's where I started, because we are... The ones we already did were 2003 through 6, or 2002 through 2006. So I just, for this one, got all of them from 2001.
Okay.
Which was a big year.
Yeah.
Big year.
I saw some of those pictures you sent me on Snapchat. That was pretty good.
Yeah, I got a lot of them. Let me pull her up. Yes.
What can we call the segment? I hope you have the time of your life. Boom, boom, bam, boom. That's a yearbook song. Senior slideshow song.
No, it's vitamin C.
Is it all the things you said? All the vitamin C.
Which one's vitamin C?
I don't know.
And then it me potendo, bantutango, my potato.
That song sucks.
Natutango, my potato, natutaro, my potato.
That song doesn't even have any guitars, dude.
Yeah.
Does it? I don't know.
I don't fucking know.
Probably does.
I don't remember.
Most songs do.
No, not most.
I'd say most.
Maybe. So anyway, here we go. I found them. I just got a mirror on my screen. Okay?
Yeah. I'd definitely say most. I'm thinking about it. I'd say more songs do than don't.
Simply?
Simply.
More songs simply do.
Holly Parpua.
So I'm going to say that a lot of these, I recommend you seeing the actual image of these people.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's just, they're just funny because they're awkward in and of themselves.
Yeah.
But if you're a patron, which you should be,
patreon.com/coolparents
for $3 a month or $5 a month, you can get in there and I will post all of these images. Just don't share them outside because I don't want to, like, you know, I don't want to dox nobody or nothing.
You don't want to hurt no one's feelings or nothing.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, they're very awkward, and it's funny to look
Mine's super awkward.
Yeah.
Catcher in the Rye. But I credited it to Holden Caulfield and not J.D. Salinger. That's the kind of type of senior I was.
Yeah.
I was depressed.
All right. So you want to read this one?
Yeah. Sure. I'm not going to read it. It's Holly, but that's nothing else. Nothing else. Yeah. We're not saying the last name, okay?
Okay.
Skull. Perps, are you going to take the jump? Greasy pencil. Ever know what you fear is what you find?
Nope.
Ever know that what you fear is what you find?
Nope.
That's what it says.
Nope.
Ever know? Is that what you're looking for?
No. This is like that classic brain teaser thing with there's two is's. But they're on two separate lines, so your brain just automatically skips one of them.
Oh.
But there's two of them.
Oh.
I didn't notice until just now. Ever know that what you fear is what you find?
Is.
GR said that.
That's Greg.
Oh.
Roats.
Greg Roats.
Roats.
I wonder who Greasy Pencil is. Because I looked it up. I Googled it.
Greasy.
Literally nothing.
Greasy Pencil. It's probably just a friend, like a nickname or something. That would be my guess.
Yeah. Well, I have a feeling that's not the last we're going to hear from Greasy Pencil.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
This is the only one that's strictly visual.
He's beautiful.
It's just such a good picture.
I love his name, too.
And his name and his shirt. So let me just tell you, his name's, I got to say his last name.
Just beep his first name.
No, his first name is a big part of it too.
Yeah.
But it's fine. He won't mind.
He's not gonna listen.
He doesn't care.
He's passed.
We're not being mean or nothing.
Well, he hasn't passed.
Kenneth Tallman.
Yeah.
Kenneth Tallman. Ken Tallman. Tallman doesn't sound right.
It's Tallman.
It's Tallman.
I was gonna read it as Tallman.
Yeah,
as well.
Kenneth Tallman. And he's got
looks tall.
Grease down, or is it like middle parted, or is that a scratch? I can't tell.
No, it's middle parted, yeah.
Yeah, it's middle parted, and like just grease the fuck down. And it looks like he has some amount of like mullet back there.
I don't think so.
Or his hair is just slicked all the way back there.
Yeah, I just think he's it's brushed back.
Wow.
Yeah. He's got a lot of that green globby gel in there, is what that'd be my guess.
Kenneth Tallman, and he's wearing a Jeff Foxworthy t-shirt.
Yeah, you might be a redneck.
It says you might be a redneck, and it's cut off, so we'll never know how to know if you're a redneck. There's no way to know.
is the back of your truck also a boat? Oh, wow.
So this next fellow, this young man named Adam.
Yeah,
guy. He goes by Yeah Guy and the Texas Tube Steak.
Yeah. He's got a nice cock on him is what he's saying.
Yeah. Yeah. He looks like he.
He's from Texas.
He's proud of it at least. Hockey. I will do today what others won't so I can have tomorrow what others can't. And that was himself.
Yeah.
Adam said that. That's always my favorite. I fucking
too, yeah.
love it when they use their own quote and then credit themselves.
Yep.
There's two things about these yearbook photos that always strike me. That's one of them. And then the other one is how many typos there are.
Yeah.
Because like the people who are putting this thing together, I'm just imagining them just being like, whatever, I don't fucking, you know. And like.
Oh, they try like hell.
The people who are in the yearbook are like, I'm going to treasure this forever. And it's like. Barely legible, like it barely means anything because yeah. it's just been absolutely scrambled.
Hey, we get to describe what he looks like though.
No, yeah.
not him, the other one.
Oh, the other one?
Yeah.
I mean, he just looks like a neo-Nazi in a sweater.
He does. I didn't want to say it.
But he does.
His head is so pointy.
So pointy and so shaved. And he's wow. got a big chin.
He does.
So he just looks.
He looks like.
He does just. I hate to say it, but he looks like an asshole. He really does.
Yeah.
You can't. There's no two ways around it. He looks like an asshole.
He's rich as hell now, I bet.
Probably, but I can't imagine that. He can't be nice.
No.
He can't be.
No.
No.
Well, he's a hockey player, so maybe he is. Maybe he just looks mean, and he's just got a heart of gold, but he's
probably
not.
He did quote himself. Next, we got, I got to say his last name, too.
Yeah. Nick Papadopoulos. He's a football man.
Yeah, he is he?
It says it.
Yeah. We got to describe how he looks, though.
He's
He looks like he's built out of...
He's a brick shithouse.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really good way to put it. He's built like a brick shithouse.
He's a linebacker.
Yeah. But he's smiling.
He's happy as hell. He's
really stoked.
He's happy to be on the team. He's happy to be part of the team.
Yeah.
He was recruited as a junior.
He's probably like the only nice guy on the football team.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could also see him being just an absolute shit ass.
No, the football team's not going to his head. Not Nicky. Not Papa.
I could see him being like the goalie in...
Goldberg?
Goldberg.
Goldberg had a heart of gold, too. He was just busting balls. Come on.
Goldberg!
But yeah, he's built like Goldberg. Here, go back. I gotta read his thing.
Oh, yeah, you do. I know that.
Papa, Big Papa, Wigwam, football 2 years. Think big and wigwam.
He went by Wigwam. That was one of his...
Hang on one sec. We're going to see if he's still breathing.
Nicholas Papadopoulos. Nick Papadopoulos.
He's Greek. Uh-oh. No.
Is he dead? What?
There is a dead one.
I mean, that's a pretty common name in Greece.
Would he be 40?
I think that's...
No. Okay, so this doesn't line up for this. No, this said he's born in 1970, so that's not right.
Oh, yeah, no. So he's alive and well. He's doing great.
I hope so.
Think big and wigwam.
Hang on. I gotta see this through. Yeah, please.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. That's part of the segment now. Nicole's on standby to look up these people to check on their well-being. Okay, we got a lot of motherfuckers to cover, so let's move on.
Yes. Oh, she looks like, what's her name from Freaks and Geeks?
Millie. Yeah, she does.
Yeah. It's Crystal. Color Guard, Band, Drama Club, Variety Show, Jazz Band,
jazz
Chorus,
band.
Interact, Shout for the Moon, Given If You Miss, You'll Land Among the... Among.
Nope. Among.
Among. Among. The stars. Shout for the moon.
Given if you miss.
Given if you miss.
Land among the stars.
Among.
Among. the stars.
So, Among. Wow, really makes you think.
Yeah, that's a good one. I bet she's glad that that's in there. So this fucking guy,
Jack,
looks like such an asshole. He is a big Eminem fan.
Yeah.
This guy reminded me of Stephen Roy from my class. It was my class's Eminem shithead.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody had one around those times. He always wore the big white shirt and the chain and shaved his head.
Yeah, shaved head.
Yeah, but it's the shit-eating smirk that gets to me.
Yeah, yeah. This guy lived in Mr. Burke's in-school intervention.
Yeah. Yeah, he sure did. And his quote is simply, "If it feels good, do it." I don't care. I'll do whatever. I don't fucking care. If it feels good, just do it. I don't need to think about anything else.
Jack Martel.
Why should I care about anything else?
Jack Martel went on to have 17 children.
Oh, yeah, he did.
This is Sarah Christine.
Mm-hmm.
Skull, yearbook. Are you going to take the jump? Greasy Pencil.
Greasy Pencil said
Greasy
it.
Greasy Pencil.
He's back, and he's not even real.
Where in the world is Greasy Pencil? Who is it?
I don't know. I Googled him. I couldn't find anything.
Who are they?
Yeah. This next guy.
The spiky hair.
Oh, it's charged, right? Oh, yeah. No. Charged would be all around, right? Or does it matter? Is that still charged?
It's charged. Yeah, okay. I'd call that charged.
Charged.
It's just spiky.
Spiky.
We're a little spiked up top. You know, that's what he says at the barbershop.
Yeah. Are they bleach tips?
I can't tell because it's black and white, but it looks, it looks like it. Yeah. Yeah, this is John. He said, "Don't steal. The government hates competition."
Wow. Can you believe that?
He's now a state representative.
It really makes you think.
Yeah.
I mean, he really changed view on politics, government.
Yeah. He had braces.
He did?
Definitely had braces. Look at his teeth.
They're pretty nice teeth.
Very nice teeth.
Wow. He looks like he would mod Xboxes for money.
Yeah. And he has a shoe painting company.
Yeah.
He draws Super Mario on shoes.
Yeah.
For kids.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah. This guy's punk.
This guy's punk, for sure.
He's about as punk as they get. He looks like the guy from Sum 41.
Meets Brown
Wayne,
sound?
Yeah, meets Wayne Static, because he's got the chin beard.
And a little bit of, what's that, Chino?
Serge Tankian.
No, Chino?
Chino?
Yeah, from Disturbed.
Oh.
Not Disturbed. You know, the one.
Oh, Monkey.
Yeah, Monkey. Anyway, he's wearing a Reach the Sky shirt, and he's got a shitty goatee.
Yeah. And is he punk or is he metalcore?
He's punk. He's like Volcom stage Warped Tour punk.
Okay.
This is yours, right?
No.
Oh, it's not?
Yeah, I did the last one, I think. What was the last one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you did. Yeah. So, what do you call that piercing, by the way?
Lip.
But it's like the center of the bottom lip.
Labyrinth.
Labyrinth? Joshua goes by Josh, Joshy, or Big Josh. He's in the Escoffier Club, which I had to look up, but it's a culinary club.
Oh, wow. Food. Yeah, I was going to say he's in the restaurant industry now.
Yeah, he's a cook. Snowboarding shows.
Yeah.
And in his quote, "I'll be here tomorrow. I'll be here next year. Just like the X's on the back of my hands. They're going nowhere." And that's a quote by name of band by name of Bane.
A lifelong brotherhood.
A lifelong brotherhood is what it says right after that, as if that's one band name.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that's the song title that it's from.
I don't know, but I remember that the lyric there.
Love X.
Bane. That's what the guy sounds like.
I know.
It's exactly what he sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Here's this prick, Kevin. Fucking soccer. I knew he played soccer just by looking at it.
Because he's got a tie.
Yeah.
He's wearing a tie.
He's their class is fucking Greg Gilmore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Varsity soccer. I like Greg Gilmore, though. He's an all right guy, from what I recall. Always treated me good.
I don't know.
Varsity soccer 1-4. In case he's listening, you know? I like Greg Gilmore. But he's a soccer kid. He wears fucking ties and collared shirts all the time is what I'm getting at. Greg Gilmore. Varsity Soccer 1-4, Baseball 2-4, Basketball 1-4, FBLA, IAG, DIEP, Rep. Never play Leapfrog with a unicorn. Unknown.
What?
Leapfrog.
Okay, never play Leapfrog with a unicorn, but it says Leapfrog. But even if it's a Leapfrog, what's that mean? You're gonna get that in your ass?
Yeah.
You can get the spike?
Yeah.
The unicorn spike in your asshole?
Yeah, it's a risky game doing that. But if you do it on a regular horse with no horn...
Perfectly safe.
You will not pierce your nutsack.
No.
Or your asshole.
It's a very good point.
On the horn.
Very good point. Why even put unknown said that?
He wanted to credit someone, but it wasn't. He wanted to make sure you didn't think it was him. Because okay. He's not that clever. He heard it somewhere.
And FBLA is the freak booty lumbar association.
Yeah. You know what I...
Because when your booty's freaking too much, you're going to need extra lumbar support and they'll handle it for you.
Yeah. You know what the IAG is?
No.
Internal agricultural group. They teach you how to grow vegetables from the inside in your heart.
Right. Right. You need to. It's called soul growing.
DIEP.
DIEP, yeah. Dipshits in...
Equity point pump.
Dipshits in equity pump.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Really makes you think.
Oh, goth.
Oh, we got Dixie.
We got fucking Wendy. It's more like it.
She's not that goth.
She's goth.
I don't know, but...
In a Hillary Duff kind of way. You know what I'm talking about.
Pix is her nickname.
You telling me she doesn't look like she fucking rides on a broomstick with fucking Casper?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Come on. She does. She got Hillary Duff.
Hillary Duff. She's Duff. From the other one.
Casper meets Wendy, the superior film.
Most outstanding student in cosmetology. And then her quote is, live it up.
That's a quote from her.
And that's a quote from her. Live it up. She was the one who said that.
Yep.
First person to say, live it up. And it's really good advice.
It really is, yeah.
Just live it up.
And you're only here for so long.
What?
Just live it up, you know? You're only here for so long.
YOLO?
You might as well live it up.
You might as well YOLO?
You know?
Yeah, sure.
That was the original YOLO. That was before that.
Live it up.
Cheryl. You don't see a lot of Cheryls anymore.
Yeah, I met a Cheryl.
A young Cheryl?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let me...
So they're out there.
They're out there, I'm sure, but I feel like you don't see as many Cheryls.
Remember the Tinder date I went on with the witch?
Yeah.
Cheryl.
Cheryl?
Yeah.
Wow. Cheryl, class president. Student council, field hockey, cheerleading, dance, variety show.
Is that a sequel to class president?
Yeah. For the second year.
Or they just have two at the same time.
No.
Or she was class president 2 years in a row.
2 years. She served two terms
in office. Right.
Two consecutive terms.
Right.
At the end.
Yeah.
She went out on top, Cheryl. She's a winner. I'll tell you why. Her quote is, all right, partner, keep on rolling, baby. You know what time it is. Fred Durst of Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
I like Cheryl.
See, Cheryl, she has a bad side.
Can you see if
Cheryl's mad?
Cheryl's still around? Hey there, Cheryl. So you like Limp Bizkit in the old yearbook. That might be Cheryl. Can I see? The teeth. Very similar teeth. Yeah. The eyes. Yeah. I think that's Cheryl.
You found Cheryl?
I think that's Cheryl.
How's she doing? She's still playing field hockey?
No.
People grow out of field hockey, I noticed.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. So this next one, we got another Thai guy, but this is like a nerdy Thai guy.
Yeah.
Like, really.
This is not a soccer player Thai guy.
No. This is a, a computer nerd, I think.
I'm getting, from the look of him.
He's not smiling.
He's not. He rarely does.
So this kid's name is Pete. Peter. Follow the 3 D's. Dedication, discipline, desire. And the 3 I's. Integrity, intelligence, and intensity.
Okay, so the 3 I's are, that's Kurt Angle.
Is it? Is that his thing?
It used to be. Intensity, intelligence, integrity. Integrity.
You think that's where he got it?
Maybe, probably not.
Desire.
Desire.
Champagne.
You follow the three D's. You get what you desire.
Dedication, discipline, desire, and of course, dick.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, he's getting, he's doing a big old hey face. It's like a face that Matthew Lillard would make.
Matt.
He goes by Atwell, but that's not his name.
Elwell.
Right, but his name, his nickname is Atwell.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's just a typo. No, Atwell. Uh-huh. No, it's not. It's real. Mr. Ewell, E-U-A-L. If you got to be a monkey, be a gorilla. Yeah, this is from Redmond.
I love that quote.
From Redmond.
That's great.
And then hard work never killed anyone, but why take chances? And that's from Uncle Red. That's from his Uncle Red.
His Uncle Red said that. Why take any chances? Oh, am I right? Oh. I say.
Oh, my God. This guy's just fucking, he's 47 years old.
He's a 47-year-old Republican candidate.
He's an undercover cop.
He's actually in office.
Yeah, is he?
Probably. I bet he's a politician. This motherfucker looks like a politician.
Yeah.
Joshua goes by Spam or Spam Boy. Track 2 through 4. Quote, never start an essay with, I think, because most of you don't. Mr. Fucking Falcioni said that. I remember him. He was a prick.
Was he? What did he look like? I don't remember.
He looked like a fucking bird.
He did?
He looked like a falcon. But I remember he was a dick.
Mm. That's why he loved him.
Right. He sucked up to him big time. And he put his quote, his really good quote, in the yearbook.
Yeah. Real funny. Oh, my God.
this kid's in the mob.
I was going to say, yeah. This kid's a mob affiliate.
He's a fucking mafioso. Fuck, how the fuck you doing?
Hey, who fucking got a gabagool?
Okay.
It's Brian.
Brian. Pork goes by Pork Chop.
Pork Chop. That's me.
What?
It's me, I think. I didn't. You did the last one, didn't you?
Did I?
What was the last one?
Yeah, I did. Master Falcioni, might be.
Yeah, Brian.
Brian, hey, the mafioso. Hey, it's fucking Brian, dude.
They call me Pork Chop.
How you doing? I'm fucking Brian.
Because I bring fucking pork chops in my lunchbox every fucking day. Hey, you got a fucking Sopranos lunchbox over here. My uncle's James Gandolfini. Come here. Gabagoo.
This is Pork Chop.
How we doing?
What's that?
Vika?
Yeah, what is that? Don't matter.
Vika?
Yeah.
He was a Vika.
Vika? What's a Vika?
It was a type of alien.
Is it a snitch?
I don't know. Maybe he's from the Vika family.
I spent a day by the river. It was quiet and the wind stood still. I spent some time with nature to remind me of all that's real.
Yeah.
That's from Creed.
Creed said that.
That's why I sang it. Yeah. But Creed really did a good job doing his voice.
Doesn't match the photo. I didn't take him for a Creed guy. I expected he'd quote an opera.
So it's actually, he wrote the screenplay for Creed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's a quote from
Apollo Creed.
Yeah, I made a mistake. Here's Bam.
Oh, yeah, we got a Margera, another Margera here.
You got to say his name.
Fucking Mike Coover.
Coover?
Coover.
It's Coover. Coover's Coover. Coming down. We're gonna skate the driveway slalom.
Coover's coming over. We're going to build a half pipe in the living room.
Coover's got a blowtorch.
So, Mikey, Coover,
yeah.
Also Vika 1 through 4.
Mm-hmm.
If I could go back in time, I would make the same mistakes again. You may get away once, you may get away with it twice, but you will get caught.
Wow.
Mr. McKernan said that. Mr. McKernan. I remember him. Smart. He was a fucking drunk.
Yeah, he was an asshole.
He was a drunk asshole. I think he got kicked out for touching people.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Being pervy. Yeah, he was a drunk fuck.
Yeah, he...
Kuva loved him, though.
He told our class that we would fail gym if we didn't climb the rock wall.
Mm-hmm.
And I went up to him and I said, Mr. McKernan, I'm not going to climb that rock wall. I don't trust any of these people
Yeah.
with me at that height. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I said, I'll belay all day. I was like, I'm not climbing that fucking wall, though. And he's like, all right.
I'm trying to remember if I climbed the wall.
A plus.
I remember belaying because I hurt my balls.
Yeah.
Belay on. On belay.
Yeah.
On belay. Belay on. Thank you, chef.
Yes, chef.
Fuck me, chef. Huh? So, Coover.
Coover.
What's he doing now?
Rehab? Skating.
Oh.
Look at this fucking haircut.
Yeah, this is a haircut.
This is Tom, Latin Club. Quoting encourages inbred thinking, and that's a quote from himself, Tom C.
There are so many layers there. It's like the quote is inbreeding. Also, he is inbred.
Yeah.
Wow.
Really it makes really, you think.
It really makes you think.
I like his earrings.
Oh, yeah.
He's a soccer kid, too, but he doesn't advertise it. He's
ashamed.
Well,
he's wearing a tie.
Yeah.
But his dad made him.
He's a soccer kid.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Next one is, I want you to read this one, actually.
This is Tyler, who's perfect.
He's guy.
He's just perfect.
College boy, college male.
He's college-bound.
College-bound American high school boy.
Yeah, until he tried acid, and it awakened the demons.
Yeah, but that's later. That hadn't happened yet.
Right. But it will.
It will. It will. Right. And then DMT will save him about 20, 30 years later.
That's right. You imagine me sip champagne from your foot for a taste of an elegant pie. I may be going to H-E.
Asterisk, asterisk.
Hell.
Heck. Hell. That's your cousin?
Yeah. How's he doing? Good. He's good? Was I right? Did the acid awaken the demons?
That's your fucking cousin?
Yeah.
Pull him up. Is he still perfect?
I met him. We went to their house, their lake house.
Of course he owns a lake house.
Yeah. Oh, he's exact. He's
perfect. He's still perfect.
You know what? Let me tell you something. He turned out to be like that guy. He had like shelves in the living room with books on them.
Yeah.
And he had like a bunch of books about like the spirit molecule and like.
Hell yeah.
DMT and mushrooms. And like.
Yeah.
He was like the college drug rug. Kind of guy, but who was very successful.
Yeah.
Because now he's like rich or something.
Yeah, he owns a lake house.
He builds houses. He must make a lot of money. People who fucking build houses.
I want him to take me under his wing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So anyway, you imagine me sip champagne from your foot for a taste of an elegant pie.
What does this mean?
I may be going to hell in a bucket, baby. But at least I'm enjoying the ride.
I love that he censored hell, or that they did.
Grateful Dead.
H-E double hockey sticks.
Yeah. I'm glad. Yeah.
I don't want to expose my kids to that word. Even
no.
Though it's in the Bible.
No. Does he still have really nice teeth? He had braces.
Yeah.
He was so happy the day those braces came off.
He looks pretty much the same, a lot more tan.
Does he have dreads?
No, but he did, right? Yeah.
I like that guy.
Good for him.
I'm proud of him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Brendan fucking Fraser.
This next guy is like a very skinny Brendan Fraser. Fraser?
Yeah, Fraser.
Yeah.
Everyone says Fraser.
I know, but then like I keep, and then I.
It's Fraser.
I see how it's spelled, but then I keep hearing that it's still pronounced Fraser.
No, it's
and
Fraser.
And then I hear that it's not.
There's a video of him saying.
Yeah, there is.
Fraser.
There is. But I always forget which one it ends up being. So this guy's name is Arthur. He goes by Peaches.
Yeah.
Peach Boy.
Peach Boy. That's what I was picturing.
Yeah.
My son.
Yeah, this is Peach Boy. He's even got one of those.
Peach Boy's passed away, though.
Yeah, right. But not. This was a different one.
Can you check for Arthur Caverly?
Arthur Caverly. That's a cowboy name, too.
Yeah.
He goes by Peaches. And he's got that cowboy, like, that's the layer that would be that cowboys, so, you know, sleep in.
Mm-hmm. It's it's his union shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
Long johns.
Long johns.
No pants.
Dong dongs. Or they're attached, the pants. You know what I mean? It's like a onesie.
Oh, yeah. I gotcha.
Like at the back like door a, to shit yeah. out of.
I gotcha. Yeah.
So, band. Yeah. Marching band, yeah.
Band kids do drugs.
He was in the Civil War.
Band kids do drugs.
NH Music All-State.
He's damn proud of his drum line.
You want to read the quote?
Try not do or do not. There is no try.
Yoda, George Lucas.
Yes.
It says, you know, hyphen Yoda, hyphen
George Lucas. I wanted
George
to do
Lucas.
That.
Yeah.
But I chose the other one because I didn't have enough room.
Try not to do. And those are separated by commas. So right. This isn't quite right. That's not quite the quote. I think it's try or try not, or do or do not. There is no try.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Try not do or do not. There is no try. I love that. That's Yoda, good. George Lucas.
That's a quote from Encino Man.
Lauren Dukas.
Here's another buzz cut. Eminem kid.
Definitely an Eminem kid.
For sure. So this is Pat. It says, mind is to soul what wave is to ocean.
Anonymous.
It's anonymous.
Anon.
And then the mind is the soul's eye.
Who said it?
That's Varvanagar, I guess. Varvanagwis. Valvenar Arguiz.
Valvenargiz.
Once in the racket, you're always in it. That's Al Capone.
Al Capone.
Let me read it again.
Once you're in the racket,
you're always fucking in it.
Al Capone. Yeah,
give me my cigar. Give me my cigar.
Let me have my Tommy gun.
Is it puffing on a cigar?
Next one's Catherine.
Yep.
Goes by Cat.
Yep.
Soccer 1-4, captain. Track 1-4, search, interact. Those are all her clubs.
Yeah.
And then her quote is, you can't climb the ladder of success with your hands in your pockets.
So I was just looking at her picture and I didn't read the thing specifically.
Yeah.
And I'm glad she mentioned climbing because that's her passion now. She
looks like, yeah, she grew up to be a climber.
She owns a rock climbing gym.
Mm-hmm. And she owns at rock climbing. She fucking owns.
She's great at it.
Why don't we bring that one back? How come they don't bring that one back, the kids?
What?
That owned.
Yeah, it was a good one. I like
that fucking
one.
Owns, dude.
I'm going to start it.
Or you got owned.
Pwned.
Pwned. Okay.
Oh, yeah, Bobo.
not much to this one.
No, Josh Boudreaux, he's Bobo.
Bobo, simply Bobo, and yeah. He looks like Bobo.
Yeah, and he looks like his dad forced him to join the army right after high school, too.
Right, because he was a slacker.
Yeah.
He's the guy who always had the hacky sack on him.
Yeah, and he's 30.
Yeah, he stayed back a couple times.
Yeah.
Goatee. Is that a puka shell necklace or something
no,
similar?
No, it's the ball chain there.
Is that a chain, a ball?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, I know a ball chain when I see one.
Yeah. Bubble.
Green shirt. Oh, my goodness.
Now, this one's interesting. It goes by Beth.
Beth, yeah.
FFA3, quote, with no attribution in this one.
Nope.
I loved coming and hated going out.
Yeah. It's clever.
Is that about cum shot?
Huh?
You know, like I came over, I did a cum shot and it was great. Didn't want to leave. Hated going out. Or I hated going out, like to the club.
Probably.
But I really wanted to come, so I went out. So I could find a place to come.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. All right. So then this last one or two that I have, they were submitted a long time ago and I saved them because I was trying to let them build up, you know?
Yeah.
But this is a really old, this is like from the 70s or something.
Wow.
Is it your turn? Yeah.
Yeah. Jeffrey Feeder. The blood of the just will be demanded of London, burnt by fire in 3x26 plus 6. All right, 3x20. Plus 6. What am I doing? Yes.
20 plus 6?
3x20 plus 6. 66. Is that a Satan thing?
Yeah.
It is?
The blood of the just will be demanded of London burnt by fire in 3x. So is this a Nostradamus, this guy?
He's
probably a Nostradamus.
He started a cult.
Definitely.
In which he was the god. He had a guy. I was going to say god complex on that guy.
God, I thought you were going to say Godcock.
Godcock as well.
Okay, this is the last one, and this was a submission, and this is fucking amazing.
Yes, this is the best. I love this guy.
It's Evan. 3 words that sum you up. He said, best at everything.
Hell yeah.
What was your best school moment? And then he has something written in Morse code with dots and dashes. And then the yearbook quote, Nice worm.
Nice worm, Evan.
Nice worm, dude.
Hey, you got a nice fucking worm.
And he looks like a kid who'd say, nice worm.
Yeah, look at him.
He's got a suit jacket.
He's got a Deadpool shirt on before Deadpool was cool.
Oh, wow, yeah. That's right.
Beautiful worm. I wonder what the Morse code translates to. I don't know how to do that.
You go, beep, 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 beep.
Wow. Nice worm.
Translates simply to nice worm.
Beautiful worm.
So that's it. I hope you all go out and have your bikes blessed.
Yep.
That's the big takeaway from today's episode.
My parents thought the blessing of the bikes is really fucking cool.
Did your dad get his bike blessed?
He didn't have a bike.
Oh, he didn't?
No, he got one when he was like in his 60s.
Oh, okay.
Maybe late 50s.
Gotcha.
But yeah. He didn't take it far. He didn't bring it on the highway. Always wore that goofy helmet. It looked like a state trooper bike. I didn't like it.
Mm.
I'm not fucking going on that thing. I ain't riding it.
Oh, sir. So anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. Appreciate you coming. And if you got thoughts or suggestions or reactions and you want to send them our way, go on our Instagram to do that.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Oh, Cool Parents Worldwide.
And what's our TikTok?
Cool_parents.
And what's our MySpace?
I don't know.
What's our website?
coolparents.co.
And we're on Patreon.
Yep.
You can help us out. Go for $3 a month, $5 a month. Both options are good. And we'll give you a lot of extra free content, including I will post all of these yearbook pictures because some of them you got to see to believe.
That's right.
So you can log on if you're a patron and check those out. Leave us a rating and a review wherever you're listening to. That's a big, big help. And we're going to have t-shirts soon.
We have t-shirts
now. We have them now, but we're going to sell them soon. Anyway, thanks for listening. And we'll see you next week, for another big, fat episode, greasy pencil episode of the Cool Parents Podcast. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Tron of the computer.
Computer man.
Yes.
Fuck the world.
Bust a computer.
Parents.